all around the world, virtually every single country on the planet. Tens of thousands of listeners every single day are tuning into this thing today, which is kind of scary. My mom's like, how do you do that? I showed up every day and just ran my mouth. It worked pretty well, so I'm glad to have you. Today, a little bit about your big motivating mission. What is that? This is a big constant that I have around here, and it's something I do myself all the time. People sometimes say, hey, Scott, you know, what are you doing? I say, well, I got my mission. Just hang on with the ride. I'll get there. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Stand up, take a step, repeat. How long would you repeat? Well, you keep going until you get what you want. Why the hell would you stop before you got there anyway? Huh? Come here real close, okay? So here's the thing. And this includes me. I'm right here with you. This is me. This is me talking to myself in the mirror right now as I talk to you. I say, okay, dummy. I'm calling myself dummy, not calling you dummy, calling me dummy. We do that sometimes, right? It's tough to manage this stuff in your head all day long. So sometimes I'll be looking in the mirror and say, okay, dummy, you said you were going to do this. You're the boss of you. Why the hell haven't you done it? I've been tired. I've been busy. That's the mission of the show. You're the boss of you. And assuming you figured out what you want to do, assuming you know how, you might be working on that right now. I know. Everybody's in a different spot. But somewhere deep inside your mind is something you want to do. And my only question really is, why the hell haven't you done it? Not to say you haven't, but, you know, most people are stalled someplace, procrastinating, whatever, confused, in neutral, as they say. This show is to get you over that. If anything, if I can just get inside your head and you just recognize that Scott got out of bed today and he's going for it, I should too. That'd be cool. I see who he was. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. What is your big motivating mission? What is that? What is that? So it's interesting because I have a big mission that I do, and I tend to go through my life doing certain things in a certain way. And I think I frustrate a lot of people. A lot of people expect me to do things other than what I'm expecting me to do. And they drift in and they drift out and they'll come back 5 years later and Scott's still churning away, building what I want to build, still doing what I'm doing very consistently. I have this big motivating mission that drives me. And they keep stopping and starting, stopping and starting, stopping and starting, stopping and starting. What do? You have a reason? Oh, you have your why? The why is a big deal. I mean, we should talk about the why. I saw a commercial the other day, some financial organization talking about your why. And I thought, well, the banks are getting in on it now. You certainly need to know what your why is. No doubt about that. Because if you don't know why you're doing something, then life's going to get tough. You're the boss of you when there's something inside of you that says, I want to do this. And then you start to go do it. Well, guess what? Everybody else is the boss of them too, which means you're going to run into them in a good way, in a bad way, and sometimes in a middle way. That means you got to know why you want to do it or you're not going to get there. You're not going to be on the gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers are everywhere. But what's beyond that? Well, as I've said many, many times, you know, if you have this big old dream about what you want to be or do when you grow up someday, and I don't think that ever goes away. I know many, many people. In fact, me included, I'm in my early 60s right now. I still dream what I'm going to be when I grow up someday. I'm going to be surprised when I run out of time. I just want to keep on living like that. And so it doesn't matter what age you are, but if you'll dream of doing something when you grow up, those visions are inside your mind, right? Are they driving you? Are they popping up inside your head? Do you have that vision? Have you thought about it? That mission beyond just why you're doing it, why I'm getting paid, need to get paid this week. I get it. We got to take care of that. Got to put gas in the car. Harder to do than ever before, isn't it? But still, that doesn't mean it gets in the way of what you're going to create long term. You got to stay focused on the big, long, motivating mission to get there. So I call it your big, awesome, motivating mission. Bam! Some people call it a big ass awesome motivating mission. What is that? And I'm very aware that right now it's very possible you're saying, I don't know. I don't really have something that big. It's hard to do to get something bigger than yourself, isn't it? But when you get something bigger than yourself, almost like you have to stretch. It's scary. It's hard to do that. I would guess right now at least 50%, maybe many more than that, don't have a big, awesome, motivating mission to go after. I'm just going to ask you to consider finding one. Might sound silly to anybody else, but not to you. We'll talk about that later on this week. Bam! What's your big, awesome, motivating mission? It's there. What excites you? What dreams excite you? What gives you a feeling of happiness just to think about? Have you done that lately? Have you pulled back from the kids and the job and the stress and everything else and just pulled back and said, what really gets me excited? Have you had one of those moments? I look for those moments. I dig those moments. I try to find them. Last week I had three. It's pretty amazing. I was walking out of my chiropractor, out of the gym and someplace else, I guess a store someplace, and just walking across the parking lot, beautiful day here in Florida, and I thought, I'm happy. And I was really happily going about my mission for the day. And that's a good spot to be. Not that every single moment. It's only three little instances out of an entire week that happened. But it's because I'm on a mission in the direction I want to go. Which direction? It doesn't matter what my direction is. My big, awesome, motivating mission. My bam, it's mine. What's yours? What scares you? What excites you? Kind of funny. The scary and exciting thing, it's kind of the same, isn't it? Oh, wait a second. I'm excited, but I'm scared at the same time. Yeah, it's kind of how it works. You ever hear somebody screaming? You think, oh my God, they're screaming. They're in pain. There's something going on. It's so scary. And you go check it out and they're actually laughing. Completely happy. Kind of sounds the same, doesn't it? Emotions are like that, very close. So what scares you? So big, so crazy, so out there, it scares the hell out of you, but also excites you because you're like, well, what if? What if I could do this? Do you have anything like that? What's your big motivating mission? What's your big ass goal? If you come in my Facebook group at dailyboostpodcast.com, it'll refer you over to Facebook. One of the questions I ask you when you come in the door is, what's your big ass goal? I want to know. And I will tell you, I can only know the numbers here. Probably 40% would be close. Say, I don't have one. That's how I know most people don't. But if you listen to this show, I know you're looking for it. This show's not fancy. I don't say pretty words. I live in a real life. I understand. I understand everything that's going on. I love unicorn and rainbows. I love being positive. I love being optimistic. I'm an amazing guy when it comes to that kind of thing. But I also live in reality. I understand that we have to take our time to make sure our dreams take some precedence in our life. So if I were to ask you to do something, would you do it? Would you trust me that I've done this enough with enough people? Would you trust me that I've literally had a confessional by people when I ask them certain questions? If I were to ask you to just take a few minutes and to figure out your BAM, your big, awesome, motivating mission, would you do that? Would you give yourself that gift today at some point in time? Even if you don't know, you can even say that. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm going to try. What might you do if you could possibly do it? If somebody would say, okay, if you could get up the nerve, if you had the time, if the kids were grown and out of the house, and all that stuff. Yeah. It's always going to be more, trust me. But if all that stuff happened, what would you do? What would get you to stand up, take a step, and repeat? What would get you to keep going until you got what you wanted? What would that be? If you took just a few minutes, just in 60 seconds when this show is over, if you stopped and said, hey, I'm just going to figure out what at least is big, awesome, and motivating to me. And I make you this promise when you do. You see, your subconscious mind is a powerful thing. If I can get you to stop for just a moment to ponder that question, your subconscious mind's going to go, hey, I like what you're saying here. I hear you. You don't think about this stuff very often. It's about damn time. Where you been? And it's going to start creating it in your life. But you got to stop. You got to stretch beyond where you are today. It's got to get more than lunch money for the kids and will you have time to work out this afternoon. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be a little bit about you too, okay? No need to wait. You can start right now, and today's a great day to get going. Tomorrow, another fantastic show, I think, as we help you amp up your creativity and your productivity together. You need to be creative? I can help you with that big time. I do it every single day. I'll do that tomorrow.